Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
I am very excited today to have a group live here in our studios, Quartet San Francisco. Welcome to Crossover.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jeremy Cohen, first violin arranger. Kayo Miki, second violin. Emily Underdonk, viola. And Joel Cohn, cellist. Welcome again. You are terrific. I've got to tell you, when I've heard your first album, which was Grammy nominated, I went wild, and now the second one that you have out, which is World Chamber Music, and that's WHIRLED, which is a play on words, obviously, which is a lot different. And Jeremy, you are the arranger. What inspires you?
Oh, my background is both a classical and a jazz and country and, you know, different styles of violin playing. I've been involved in a lot of different styles for many years and found that there needed to be more chamber music in this genre, in this crossover genre, and so I felt the desire to start arranging material so that we could be playing, you know, jazz and swing and Western American style music in chamber music, which is traditionally a Eurocentric.
Yeah, you've taken the chamber, the string quartet, I guess, out of the concert hall in the sense of classical music, I suppose, in a way. But a lot of the techniques that you use are classical, of course. Is that right?
Yes, particularly for the tango stuff, we add techniques to make the music more appropriate to tango, some rhythmic techniques. But all the techniques that we use, we learned in school and conservatory and university.
And freelancing. I think a lot of you are all very, very successful. You've done an enormous amount of work in, I guess, recording and classical as well, and studio work and so on. Very, very. These are really, really top-level musicians who have decided to put something together that is unique, and it has certainly turned out to be extremely successful. And we want to talk a little bit about everything with each one of you. Again, Jeremy, this is a celebration. Some of the music on the second album is dedicated to Raymond Scott. I remember that name. He was a leader, an orchestral leader, a band leader.
He was a band leader. He had his own group of six people called the Raymond Scott Quintet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he wrote a music that was widely quoted by the music staff at Warner Brothers by Carl Stalig. So a lot of his themes ended up in the Warner Brothers cartoons. So many people are familiar with the music, but not necessarily familiar with this name.
No, and also the titles of his things are really way out there.
Yes, on World Chamber Music, we have A Boy Scout in Switzerland, Celebration on the Planet Mars, Powerhouse, Siberian Sleigh Ride, The Toy Trumpet. He has other terrific titles like Celery Stalks at Midnight and Take Me to Your Violin Teacher and Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals.
Oh, so that's wonderful. It's very edgy, too, and of course you've picked up on that with your arrangements. Now, I'm a tango buff, so your first album really knocked my socks off. And not only mine, but I think the whole musical community, people that love tango and others. And you've got some standards on there, very unstandardly played. I might say La Comparsita is one of them, which is a very old, you know, standard tango. Tell us about that.
Traditionally, people expect tango to be played by a bandoneon, the traditional accordion-like instrument, button accordion, and piano and bass and violin. These are the traditional instruments of tango. But again, Quartet San Francisco, with its unusual twist, chooses to take this music into the realm of chamber music, and string quartets in particular.
I think that you're on the cutting edge. It's very contemporary. I mean, the whole concept is very contemporary. And I think that's probably your success, because what you've done is you've brought the audience to the music in this sense. A lot of people that would just probably not even think about going to a string quartet concert would attend yours. a little bit about each of you. Joel, you are Jeremy's brother, right?
Yes.
That's like saying you're so-and-so's mother, but
I am older than him, but not that much older.
You have a rather interesting background. You lived in Vienna for several years, isn't that
right? I lived in Vienna for 12 years.
12 years.
When I was there, I decided it was time for me to leave the orchestra I was in. I was principal of the Oakland Symphony, and I just sort of had this vision of staying there till I retired, and I decided I didn't want to do that.
No.
And I took off to Vienna to learn German and see how long I could manage there. And I stayed for 12 years, played with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra for 5 and with the Radio Symphony there and the Kama Opa. A lot of various and interesting.
Did they have any things. Women in their orchestra?
Oh, yes, all of them. The Philharmonic and the Symphony. Well, the Symphony actually changed that, and the Philharmonic, I believe, has now changed that. They were just a little slow in coming around.
That's very kind. Emily and Kyle know what I'm talking about. I think that the women were scarce and not given credit, I think, certainly in some of the orchestras. However, so you had a rather exciting experience there, and then you decided to come back. Is that right?
Yes. The world changed. The Iron Curtain came down. I was in the freelance circuit in Vienna, and all of a sudden there were very inexpensive musicians flooding over from Eastern Europe and commuting over.
Really?
And they could work in Vienna for a day, and I stopped finding such interesting things to play, and I'd been gone for 12 years, and I was thinking it was time to move on and find new fields to work, and I decided to come back to Boston so I would be I could within reach of San Francisco, get back to playing with Jeremy and other things that I had.
You
and
studied also, with Anna Bilsma, is that right?
I did.
For a while.
I spent several months in Holland working with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always admired him.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I love playing Baroque music still. Mm-hmm. I have a 5-string Baroque cello that I love to play as well as La Comparsita in Spain. Good music is good music. I, for many years, I accepted the walls that they built around us, and it's really nice to not have to pay attention to them anymore.
Oh, that's very well said. Kaya, what about you? Tell us a little bit about you, background.
I'm the one Canadian in the group. I grew up on Vancouver Island. My parents still live there. I moved away from home in about 1988, and I did most of my schooling in the States. I went to Interlochen Arts Academy for 2 years. And then I moved on and I spent 6 years in Rochester, where I studied with Bill Prussell and Charlie Castleman. So I did my undergrad and my graduate degree there. And then my husband and I moved out to San Francisco, and we've been there ever since.
How do you feel playing second fiddle?
I don't mind playing second fiddle at all. I mean, I have other chances to play first fiddle. Sometimes when I'm playing with my husband or doing other classical things. So for me, this is a great experience. I get a lot of, it's a whole different thing for me.
I would think also you're all soloists in this, really, pretty much. And Jeremy, of course, your arrangements highlight everybody.
Right, so. And that's exactly why playing Spain, I think, is so fun for all of us, because we all get showcased a little bit here and there. So
did you ever do any jazz violin?
No.
Nothing?
No.
So this is all new as well.
All new. I mean, I've been surrounded by the world of jazz, but not because my husband's a jazz musician, but not as far as being in a quartet like this. So this is exciting and very different for me.
And refreshing, I guess.
Refreshing.
Too, yeah. Emily, what about you? Viola.
Yes, I do play the viola.
Like second trombone. That's like second trombone, I guess.
No,
she's telling you what tenor sax player in this group.
She's the tenor sax of the quartet.
Okay, yes. All right.
That's right. Viola / tenor saxophone.
Yeah.
I don't know how those tenor saxophones do it.
Wow.
They have a lot of notes.
Yeah. But it's so important, really.
Well, it's really fun to play this music. Obviously, as a violist, I'm not maybe used to having so much of a solo line, you know, for every piece. And in this music, in the arrangements that Jeremy has come up with, I get a lot to do, and it's a blast.
It's fun, I would imagine. And also, I think, I mean, I kid about the, you know, the the fact that some of these instruments are never really highlighted, but I think the whole genius of a quartet is the ensemble playing, and you incorporate that in the classical sense, and also you are out there on the edge again doing stuff that is really, really new, and I think that's probably why you are once again nominated for a Grammy. Is that right?
Well, for Joel? Latigo, we received two Grammy nominations for that one. The voting period is open right now for next year's Grammys, and of course we are hoping to get nominated again. But the Latigo was nominated for Best Classical Crossover CD and for Best Engineered Classical CD. So two Grammy nominations for Latigo, and of course World is now out there in the world, and we hope that voting members of Grammy will take a look and have a listen to it.
So you actually are trying, you don't want to just put yourself into one category, you know, they play tango or they play that kind of thing. Oh. You're reaching out.
That was a little bit of the danger of getting so much attention for Latigo, because the swath we cut in chamber music is much wider than just tango. And even on the tango album, there's some choro, there's some mambo, there's some, you know, it's a Latin CD.
It just features
mostly tangos on it, but there's others.
Well, there's never too much tango as far as I'm concerned. I did want to ask, I mean, okay, Quartet San Francisco, is this a persona that you want to put out there? Who are you? What are you? What do you represent?
We've asked ourselves that question many, many times. Who are we? What do we do? And we're just contemporary string players with solid classical backgrounds, which means really we have a lot of, we have technique, we have the ensemble abilities, and we just want to play music that we love. And there's not a lot of it that's accessible, so we've created our own body of literature from, you know, rock to bluegrass to funk to tango to choro mambo and all these others.
Will you make those arrangements available?
I do publish. Some of our arrangements are available at our website, which is www.quartetsanfrancisco.com. The Dave Brubeck, Blue Rondo a la Turk, and one of the tangos, and
Raymond Scott pieces.
And I hope and plan to publish more. We want this material to be available to other string players to play. We want to share the love.
That's great.
But we are still forging ahead and finding more material that fires us up, that we can get fully invested and play our guts out because we love it. And, you know, we love chamber music, so we want to express it that way.
Do you all contribute to repertoire? I mean, ideas?
Jeremy is the chief cook and bottle washer, our composer in residence and arranger.
Otherwise, he has nothing else to do, right?
But we're all interested and make suggestions, and the day may come when we're contributing more in that into the repertoire.
So that whole thing is a search, I guess, constantly. Emily, you wanted to say something?
We've actually gotten a couple of other arrangements from some of our colleagues, our esteemed colleagues, a couple from, for instance, Kayo's husband that she mentioned, Corey Combs, a fine jazz musician, bass player, and composer. And we commissioned a piece called I Hear Music that's on World. And then a couple of arrangements from Turtle Island String Quartet members.
Yes, Jeremy, were you, who was in one? Yes, Jeremy was in that group. They also are very offbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Very offbeat.
Offbeat, yes.
I mean, they played on the beat, but...
Well, there's this whole world of alternative strings now that's really exploding, and Turtle Island was really in the very forefront of that.
Definitely, yeah. Really. And the audience, I think, is taking to it. I think you really are... I don't like to say you're crossing the barriers. You're not crossing over. You are going back and forth, because I think a lot of your technical expertise is very much used in classical performance as well. So these are not easy things that you kind of just roll off and play. Yes, Joel?
It's not just about technique. There's a very deep satisfaction that people get from chamber music and that kind of playing together, and that's different from what a rock band or in some senses, even a jazz band does. It's, we have experience in several different kinds of music that is all very exciting and to play and very satisfying to listen to. And we grew up in the second half of the 20th century, and now we're in the 21st century. Right. And the music of Brahms and Beethoven and Mendelssohn is wonderful, but that's not the only way. I mean, chamber music is not doesn't have to be restricted to that.
Yes, it's a dialogue anyway. I mean, I think initially the whole idea of chamber music was people getting together. That was a socialization process. Mm-hmm. And then it became something that you had repertoire that was standard, and that's what you played. What you're doing is you're bringing it back to the origin, which is let's get together and speak to each other and mm-hmm. speak on a certain level. And you really do transmit that in your playing and your recordings. And I have to thank you so much for finding time. I know you've been playing all over the place and you are tired. So I hope that you will come back. We will certainly be putting this in our database at the station because you fit. You know, we're a dual format station. We do classical and jazz. Yes, Joel?
In regard to that, I think it's wonderful that you are doing it like that now. I was reading the articles on the way in, and some people had trepidation that one or the other audience would be lost.
Each genre is, the audience is very, very specific about what they demand. And they're both right. as demanding. However, music is music and it all comes from the same place right. and they are discovering that as well. So it is a learning experience for the audience as well. And once again, you fit in perfectly and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Our guests today have been Quartet San Francisco.